Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Can I please start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
You ready, Pete?
Mm-hmm.
2-5-1-1
mm-hmm.
2-9-0-1-0-0-0-6-8-1-7-7.
Perfect. Let me pull this up real quick, get your file. And whom am I speaking with today?
Speaking to Albert Russell, the one on top of the letter.
Perfect, Albert. And are we just got a new phone system? What's a good number to call you back just in case the call gets dropped here?
Well, right now I'm on 908-810-8484. If that one doesn't work, then call me 973-699-0705.
Perfect. Oh, you're in Jersey. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice. Now, before we get started, just need to confirm a couple pieces of info we have, and then we can answer any questions you have, point you in the right direction. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Hey, Albert, so the legal name of the business, is it Hollywood Kitty Quarters?
That's the name we do business under, yes.
Perfect. What's the legal name then?
Kitty Quarters, Roman Numeral 2, Incorporated.
Perfect, perfect. And how long have you been in business?
25 years.
Oh, nice.
Hi there.
And what kind of corporation is it? S-Corp, C-Corp?
It's just a regular corp.
Oh, perfect. And can you confirm the address for me, please?
1730 Stuyvesant, Stuyvesant Avenue. That's in Union, New Jersey. 07083.
Perfect. And Albert, are you the 100% owner?
No, it's 50-50, me and my wife.
Perfect. What's your wife's name?
Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A.
Perfect, perfect. All right, so, Albert, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here, some background on the business, and, you know, put you in the right direction.
Okay, we're child care, and what I'm trying to do, we have some loans out, which I want to pay off, and I want to do some other consolidation. The two loans I have out right now are daily loans, one over about 12 and the other all over 40. So I want to eliminate those. And have some extra money.
All right, so let's get started on those loans. What was the original, first of all, who were they with? Let's start one at a time.
The first one was with a company called Pacificus. P-A-C-I-F-I-C-S.
P-A-C-I-F.
I-C-S.
Okay.
And the other one is Can-Can.
Perfect, perfect. Now, Pacifist, so how much was the original loan amount, and how much do you owe on it right now?
I owe about 12, and the original loan was a little bit over 35, I think it was.
12K. Do you remember what your daily payment is like?
Hold on a minute, I can give you that in 1 second. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Pacifist, the original loan was $39,000. We borrowed 30, but with the interest and so forth, it came up to 39.
Oh, so you borrowed 30?
Yeah, we borrowed 30.
Mm-hmm.
The daily payment is $158.47.
Perfect. And what was the term length on that, and when did you start that?
Started in January this year to December this year.
So 12 months, perfect. And now, what about Can-Can? What was the original amount that you borrowed, and what do you owe on that?
Hold on. Hold on 1 second, I got that down someplace.
Yeah, take your time. No rush.
How you doing, man? 1 second, I'll be with you. Okay, Can-Can. It goes under the title of New Logic. Got that? Can you hear me?
Yep, New Logic. Got it. So what was the original loan amount on that? What do you have?
The original loan amount was $50K. With the payments, it comes out to 69.5.
Perfect. What do you owe on that right now?
I think we owe a little over 40, about 47, I think it is.
You owe 47 on that?
Yeah, the payment started in April 2016. It's a 13-month deal.
13 months. Nice. What are you paying daily on that?
Right now, I'm paying $243.
Okay, perfect. So now that we got that over the out of the way, just combining those two, is it 12 and 47? So right off the bat, you're looking at around $60K just to consolidate those two.
That's correct.
Perfect. And you said you have some little bit extra money to net. What else are you going to use that for?
A little bit, update of equipment and some other things. Like everybody else, we have a few other little bills, but those are the two main ones.
Perfect. Ideally, say we got all the loans paid off. What are you looking for on top of that? Another $20K, another $10K? Give me a ballpark.
What I would like to look for is after I pay off those two loans, I would like to go in the neighborhood of $200,000. That's what I'd like to look for total. That's including the paying off of the two loans.
So you want to net another $140K?
Roughly, yes.
So you said that was...
Go ahead.
Yeah, you said you were going to use that for equipment. I'd advise against that just because doing a traditional equipment financing loan is going to be a lot cheaper and get you a longer term length. What kind of equipment are you looking for?
We just use stuff for the kids, you know. We have some computers and stuff like that. Not a whole lot of hard type of equipment, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, computers count, anything tangible. What are you looking for as far as equipment financing? Do you have like a ballpark estimate? Anything you're looking to do there? Like $5,000, $10,000?
No, not really.
Not really.
I haven't really sit down and looked at those numbers.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So I guess so you're really looking for the unsecured working capital primarily?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've dealt with Can Capital before, New Logic.
The same company. Can goes under the name of New Logic.
Yeah, yeah. So, what'd you do in gross annual sales there, Albert?
We do annually about $600,000 a year.
Oh, good for you. How'd you get started in this business? Is it a family business or?
Well, after we both retired and we weren't old enough for Social Security, my wife wanted to go into child care.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'm actually pretty close by in the area. Well, I grew up in West Orange, so I'm pretty familiar with Union.
I grew up in South Orange.
Really? Okay. By Seton Hall?
Yeah, well, not too far. I went to Columbia High School.
Oh, yep. Used to go there sometimes. Play them in school for sports. Yep.
West Orange Cowboys.
Yep. Now, Elber, have you looked into financing to consolidate these with your bank or anything like that? Or
no, I haven't really talked to the bank about it. Because let me tell you, because of the situation we have and with so many people running, you know, you put your name out that you're looking for money and you become like a newspaper. Everybody in the world starts calling you to asking you, do you need capital? And all those hits on your files damages your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what's happened. Because my credit score used to be good, now it's down in the high fives.
Ooh. Wow, they dinged you hard.
Oh, yeah. I get down to 10 calls a week from all over.
Yeah, I'm sure, man. You're not the only one. It's a pretty popular industry now. It's unsecured work. Well, basically what happened is after the recession, 2008, the United States government told all the banks that, hey, you guys are not allowed to do any high-risk lending anymore. And basically it created this big void where small businesses weren't getting what they needed, and now all these, you know, other banks and lending companies are filling the gaps in. But hey, it's definitely not the traditional way. It's mostly calling. So a lot of businesses end up getting hundreds of calls throughout the year from these companies. We're a little different.
Hope so. Because basically, until we got those daily loans, I didn't have anybody bothering me at all because I didn't know anybody.
Exactly. Once your info gets out there with those guys, it's on the internet for good.
Yep.
So do you currently have any other working capital or daily loans besides those two we've been talking about?
No.
Okay, good. And, you know, you haven't looked into financing. Is it just a credit issue, or is time a concern, or, you know, when are you looking to do this?
I'd like to do it ASAP. It's like a credit issue also, because it's a credit score. And right now we have property, but I don't want to use it.
Yeah, you don't want to do a equity line and have to risk that. You'd rather stay unsecured.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I'm confident we can at least get some of this paid down, you know, if not all of it, and then still net a decent amount of money for you to do some equipment upgrades or... Now...
That would be helpful.
Yeah, I just want to kind of get back to this point here. I am going to send you both the equipment and the working capital because... strongly suggesting, because a lot of our customers will take the working capital and turn around and buy equipment with it, and it's just unsecured cash is more expensive than cash used to finance a piece of equipment, just flat out. That's just the way it is. So if you're looking to get computers or any other things that, you know, we can secure, then let's go down that route for those, and we'll put that in their own separate equipment financing deal and then do the cash separately, just so you save money on your end, man.
Alright.
So, what's a good email where I can send some information, a couple things I need? It's probably going to be exactly what New Logic asked for.
Basically, the best way to get me is to fax me stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to send you an application in the morning.
Yeah, what can I fax over the info to?
Fax it to me on 908 810-7442.
7442. Perfect. Now, Albert, I feel like we've been talking for a while. Do you have any questions before I let you go here? Anything last minute?
No, like I said before, I would let you know, I told you what I would like to have, but I'll settle for less. Settle for like 150.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just kind of curious, if we could get you like 20,000, would you take that, or is it just something not really in the ballpark of what you're looking?
That's
it won't
really
help you.
Yeah.
What's the minimum amount? You know, like, just if you can't get me this, don't bother.
Well, like I said, I guess the minimum
would be that 60K.
$60K plus about $50,000 more than that. Like I said, $150,000 would be exactly what I'm looking for, at the most.
After paying back or total?
Total. I'll pay back to 60, and that leaves me roughly 90.
Okay, so 150K in a perfect world, and for what term length? You know, 12 months again, or you want to maybe 2 years? Do you think you can make maybe 18 months work?
It might.
That's close. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I mean, we'll try and get you something right around in the ballpark of what you're dealing with New Logic and just get that all paid off and, you know, net a little bit extra for you. I'll send that fax over later today, and you said you were going to try and send it back to me tomorrow?
I'll send it back to you in the morning. I'll fill out the application I have, the business application I have that came in a letter.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a different application just because that one specifically goes to our fax to fund program.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right, do that then. Perfect. I'll get them back to you tomorrow.
If I don't, do you take credit cards, by the way, Albert?
Yes, we do.
All right, I'm going to ask about for some merchants.
About business.
Then I'm going to ask. I'm going to need some merchant statements from you as well.
Okay, that's okay.
But it's all stuff that you can get pretty easily. If I don't hear back from you, 4 months.
Okay, I can give you the. What I can give you, I can give you. Of course, the summer months was kind of slow. But I can give you 4 months bank statements for the credit card and 4 months bank statements for the business.
Can you do me 6 months for the business on the bank statements and then we're good?
Yeah, I can give you 6 months for the business on the bank statements.
Perfect. All right, if I don't hear back from you by this time tomorrow, I'm going to give you a call, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, sounds good, Albert. You take care, man.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.